Hi.
Hey.
It's the Seth and Colby Show.
Yeah, it is.
How you doing out there,
world? They're doing all right, like a medium.
Why are you answering for them?
Because I know all.
Oh, okay, cool.
I am God.
What are their bank account numbers so they
seven,
can...
Seven. Seven.
Seven.
Seven. Eight.
Okay.
4-2-3-1-8.
Okay.
Yeah.
7-7-7-4-3-2-1-8.
No, you missed an 8. 7-7-7-8-4-1-2-3-8, I think.
I think it was 1-2-8.
God, whatever the fuck.
Well, I mean, you know all. You should know if it was wrong or right.
I know. No matter what, both are bank accounts of somebody, so...
It's probably true.
So...
I don't know. I feel like bank account numbers should be longer
than
that.
Don't know their routing numbers, though.
I feel like bank account numbers should be longer than that. What do you actually need to hack someone's bank account?
7-7-7-8-4-2-1... What did I say? 2138?
Like, can I just go to, like,
that's enough.
A bank and be like, take money out of this account, and you just prattle off some numbers, and it just happens?
That'd be funny. I don't think that would work.
Like, what if I went to my bank, okay, and I looked at my account number?
Mm-hmm. And then did, like, a couple different numbers?
I just took, like, one number off my number.
I don't think that would work.
Why?
Because I think they're, you know, spread out.
I don't know, man. I feel like if you bank somewhere like Bank of America or something, they got enough people there.
Yeah.
That you could just, like, subtract 20 from your bank account number and hit someone.
Probably that. I would say, well, maybe 20. I don't know. I doubt it's that simple or else more people would.
Maybe people just don't think they can, so they don't try. Maybe we're the first people to ever come up with the
idea.
Everything's
been tried, man.
Everything's been tried?
Everything's been tried.
I don't think that's true,
tried
man.
Tried and done, my friend.
I don't
tried
think that's
done.
True. Mm-hmm. I don't think everything has been tried.
Yeah.
You ever seen a man eat his own head?
Yep.
All right, well, never mind. Hey, speaking of bad movies and good movies, me and Chris signed up for MoviePass this week.
You?
Yeah. We haven't got our cards yet, so we haven't tried it, but, like, we went and saw Molly's Game on a day. Last week.
Okay.
I don't remember what day.
I don't know when that movie is.
It's kind of sad. It's a new Aaron Sorkin movie. It's got Jessica Chastain, Idris Elba. She's a poker lady. She gets arrested for running poker games.
I have not seen a thing about that movie.
You haven't seen a thing about Molly's Game?
No.
It's a little surprising. Like, not a thing. But then again, you don't watch television or participate in humanity, so.
I don't.
Anyway, the point is, to go see the movie, we didn't get concessions or nothing.
Uh-huh.
The movie was like $22.44.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, you just buy one movie a month, and we can get unlimited movies. And Chris is on like, I like to see movies, which she doesn't ever like to actually watch movies. But, I mean, I like watching movies. I love going to movies.
I figure
I would take advantage of it while she says she likes movies.
I mean, that's smart. If it's $22, then you pay for the fucking thing.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me how that's going to make any money.
I don't get it either, dude. But I do know that hopefully the cards arrive tomorrow. Because I'd like to go see movies this weekend. We can go see one every day this weekend, man.
You could go four times a day in one day.
No, it's one movie a day.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, that's how they get you. Right, yeah. Only 30 movies a month. How horrible.
Yep.
Except in February. You get boned in February.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Now that's exciting, man. You got
to I'll let you know.
See some movies. You got to review them on here.
I don't think I'm going to.
How's Molly Game, man?
Molly Game? Molly Game good.
Gameplay with Molly. What's that one like?
Molly Game.
Yeah, Molly Game.
Molly Game's about the drug trade in Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah. No, Molly's Game's very good.
Is it really not about that?
No.
It's about a game.
Okay.
Thing.
It's an you know who Aaron Sorkin is,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. He's a good writer.
Yep.
How would I describe him to the audience? He writes a lot. He's pretty famous for writing. Social Network, Moneyball, Newsroom, West Wing.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Steve Jobs movie. He has a very distinct style,
mm-hmm.
Like very like fast-paced talking. I think he invented the walk and talk, where like people walk down hallways and have witty banner. You
what
know?
He used to do, like Law and Order or something like that?
The West Wing, I think, is his most famous television show.
That's
The West Wing. But anyway, he wrote this movie. It's his first movie that he directed as well. So he wrote and directed this movie. Molly is this lady who like was in the Olympics and like had a wreck or something. All right, what?
Murph.
It is Jessica Chastain. It is the Murph lady.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she got hurt in like the 94 Olympics or something, so she never even made it to the Olympics. She got hurt during the tryouts or whatever. And so she moved to LA to like start life anew, and she got a job as an assistant, and the dude was like, "Hey, I got a poker game back room, don't tell anybody." And so she started doing that, and then she got tipped at the end, and she made like $3,000 in tips. And so, long story short, she starts running her own poker games.
Mm-hmm.
And she does it completely on the up and up. She never takes a rake, which is a fancy word for taking a portion of the pot. And as long as you don't take a rake, it's not illegal. It's just a friendly game of poker.
Mm-hmm.
So you can work off tips and all of that. And like, and it's not illegal.
Sure.
So she did that. But the problem was is that a couple of people apparently who came to her games were part of the Russian mob. And so when they did a RICO case to get all the Russian mobs, they used her as the relation, like to tie the RICO together, because this Russian knew her because of the poker game. And even though this Russian had never met this Russian knew her because of the poker game. And so she tied it all together. So she got tried like in the same RICO case as Russians. And the movie's about her up and coming, starting the poker game and all of that stuff. And also her criminal defense, Idris Elba's her lawyer, to get her out of trouble.
Right, because she didn't do anything illegal.
Right.
She was just in a poker game.
Right. The best part of the movie is Michael Cera's in it.
Sounds really boring.
It is great, and you're boring. All right, and ugly also, by the way. The best part of the thing is Michael Cera's in it, and he plays Player X, because she doesn't reveal any of the names. It's based on a true story, by the way. This is a real thing that happened.
No, it's not.
It is. Michael Cera is like this douche, jerk.
On cocaine?
No, he's not on cocaine.
Damn it.
But in real life, he's supposed to be Tobey Maguire. And I was reading on Reddit, apparently Tobey Maguire, the reason you don't see him in movies anymore is because he's so good at poker, he doesn't need to act. He took all his Spider-Man money and just got into all these high-stakes poker games, and now he just wins at poker. And like the whole first act of the movie is her bringing in like casuals, like rich businessmen and stuff, not real poker players, but like people that have money to spend.
Yeah.
So Tobey Maguire can take all of their money.
Oh.
Because all the people want to play with Tobey Maguire because he's a movie star, and he wants to take all their money. Like, he's this huge douche.
So Michael Cera is literally playing Tobey Maguire?
Well, yeah, but they don't say it in the movie, but it's not a hidden secret. Like, everyone apparently, because her poker games attracted all these people. Uh-huh. She did them in L.A. and New York. And it's recent. Like, she got arrested in, like, 2014. So, like, this just happened. And so, like, people were like, yeah, Player X is Tobey Maguire. Apparently, one time in real life, in order for her to get a $10,000 tip, he made her clap like a seal. And I'm just thinking it's Tobey Maguire, man.
Fucking Spider-Man, Peter Parker.
Isn't that awesome?
Calling bitches hoes and drunk as shit.
He's not a gangster.
Oh, yeah, he is.
No, like, in the movie, gangster to he's like,
roll high stakes
he said,
poker.
I don't like winning poker. He says, I like ruining lives. That's what he said.
That's pretty gangster.
I mean, it is in, like, a really messed up way.
Yeah. That's what you would call scary.
Yeah, but basically, Tobey Maguire, like, the reason she goes to New York, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Molly's Game, basically, he,
that's
like,
a little late.
I mean, who cares? Like, it's not really a spoiler, because the movie is...
It's not really a movie.
It is a movie.
No, I haven't heard of it.
I didn't even want to talk about it. This is all about MoviePass, and you ask me all these questions, all right? I hate you. I hate you so much. I want to delete you from my life. But it makes me want to play poker really well, and I am so bad at poker.
How are you so bad? It's a game of chance.
But it's not, man.
It is.
No, it's about bluffing and playing. In poker, you don't
play
the cards.
You play people that you don't know, so they don't know how you bluff.
I'm terrible.
The only way that you...
I get bad cards, man. That's what it is.
You just don't tell them what you have. That's called bluffing.
Wait, tell me more about this.
It's like...
Can you break it
down?
You don't
let the other people at the table you're playing with...
I hate this, man.
...know what cards you have. And you just pretend like you have good ones. It's called lying. You're a good liar. You can pull that shit off.
I know. and I can't.
But you can.
It doesn't make any sense.
You never tried.
Here's the problem.
But you could.
I honestly, I am a great card player.
Mm-hmm.
I get really bad cards. And then I don't know if it's I'm optimistic or maybe I'm stupid, but like, okay, here's an example. I got a 6 and a 7 in my hand. All right, I'm holding a 6 and a 7.
Possible straight.
All right, exactly. That's what my mind goes. Possible straight. Okay, yeah. I'm going to call. I'm going to check. I'm going to stay in the game till the entire river's down.
No.
All right? And like, it'll be like a 4, a 5, and then I'll have a 6 and a 7, and then the third card will be like a jack.
Yeah.
And then the fourth card will come out, and it'll be like an ace. They don't mean anything to me. All right? And all the while, you're sitting across the table, and you've got an ace and a jack in your hand. And I'm sitting over here, I've got a straight, this dude's going down, he's going down, I'm going to get a freaking 8, and I'm going to destroy you and everything you love all in. And then it comes down, and it's another ace, and now you have a full house, and I lose everything. That's what happens every time I play cards. Yeah. I get way too excited about my garbage.
No, yeah, you got to not have garbage.
The problem is, you know what it is?
Early. If you have a low straight,
Here's what it is.
Everybody's got a low straight.
You know what it is?
Everybody and their mom's got one.
I just figured it out.
I've got one in my butt.
I love gambling.
Yeah?
I want every hand to be as gambly as possible.
That's terrible.
Like, I just want everything
then
to be high stakes.
You're not good at poker, and you
that's what
never
I started,
will
man.
Be.
I know.
Look at better.
I love it. Okay. Luke7050 has donated $1. Do we think... I just got paid today. I gave dollar. You know what to do. All right, we have to take a shot. Mm-mm. Yeah, it says, man, we tweeted. Mm-mm. We tweeted. Take a shot for every tip we get, every dollar made.
I'm not taking a shot out of your goddamn mouth, whiskey.
Why? It's whiskey. It's sterile.
Is it?
Yeah, hammer.
No.
Come on, man.
Give me a shot. Oh, I'm going to go get one.
No, actually, I'll get you one, man.
Oh.
You're a guest in my
No, damn it. I don't want to be alone on the show. You're going to take forever and just fucking wait outside the door and just make me sit here and die slowly. Being stabbed to death by loneliness. Yeah, I see you, you bitch. You fucking slow ass.
I'm coming, man.
God.
Here you go.
You're a bastard. You're a big old bastard. That's enough.
That's a shot.
That's enough.
You don't even like Fireball, do you?
Thank you.
You don't even like Fireball, do you?
No.
The best part is like, Luke 7050 is my brother. All right. He'll probably slowly drip a dollar in like once every 30 minutes and just take us out.
That's pretty good, though.
Dude, I love Fireball. It's so good, man.
Like, this face doesn't really scream. It was good. That was good. Ah, damn it. And I chose to wear a hoodie on this episode.
I know, dude. I can turn the fan on. Remember,
we need that.
Okay.
Now.
Oh, my God. Okay. Stat. All right. There you go, man.
Thanks, bud.
I like when you... Like, when I stream, you can't tell the fan's on because it's my crotch fan. It blows on the crotch. For you, I see your hair move the whole episode.
It's glitchy. It's really crappy video.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, by the way, I got a haircut today, Chad, not Colby.
Your banana clip's gone?
Yeah, you mean the hair banana?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, it's gone.
Banana clip.
Yeah, it's fine now.
I don't know why I called it a clip.
I don't know either, but you're drunk already, so.
No.
That was like the least not drunk no I've ever
heard. No.
Okay. What were
no,
we?
No, I am
haircut
not.
High. What were we talking about? We were talking about poker, right?
Yes. How you need to get good at it.
Yeah.
Get good.
See, there's a game. I was playing Red Dead Redemption. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there's a game in it called Liar's Dice. Now that's a game I'm good at.
That's a stupid game. That sounds like bullshit. Sounds like the worst fucking thing I've ever heard.
What is wrong with you? So hate-filled tonight.
Liar's
Dice, all right?
Yes.
Have I told you about this?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you again.
Okay.
So basically, you get 5 dice each, and you shake them up, you put
it
down.
It's Yahtzee.
And you see what you have.
It's okay? Yahtzee.
And you're like, I got 2 ones.
It's not Yahtzee.
So it's not. It's not Yahtzee. at all. I'm doing the Trump hands. It is not Yahtzee. I've never heard of Yahtzee. Yahtzee isn't as good as me. Ask anybody, they'll tell you. What?
Why does it say eat my shoe?
Because it rhymes with episode 52.
Oh.
You just now noticed that? All of our episode titles rhyme because I'm uncreative.
I mean, that's creative.
I wanted to be like episode 52. My name is Drew. Episode 52, eat my shoe. Episode 52, I gotta take a poo. Episode 52, how about you? You know, I could just come up with these all day. Episode 53, I gotta pee. Episode 54, you're a whore. Episode 55, time to drive. Episode 56, get your kicks. Episode 57, I'm in heaven. Episode 58, don't be late. Episode 59, you're so fine. Episode 60, drink some whiskey.
Oh my god.
And it just keeps on going. Okay.
That's terrible.
Episode 61, bang a nun. Episode 52, 62, shit. Eat my shoe. See, we start over.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it goes, see? Okay. Yeah, there's everyone change. Who witnessed that now knows the spoilers for all of our titles going forward. Okay? So don't spoil
this
price. Did
you say bang a nun?
I think I did, yeah. Oh, my I think god. I did say that.
That was the best one.
So Liar's Dice, all right? Yeah, I'm not going to explain it anymore. Right. It's a great thing.
You lie. You lie in that game, and you can't fucking bluff?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not bluffing that's the problem, because I'm great at Liar's Dice, all right?
Well, then what is the problem, man?
I get too hyped on what I got. The thing is, okay, here's the thing. In Liar's Dice, you really do, like, play a lot of chance and the person across the table. Like, if there's more people, like, the number has to, basically what you do, okay, you say, you roll, let's say I have 2 1s, 1 2, 1 3, and 1 4, okay? So I would start the betting at 1, I would say I have 2 1s, which is a truth, okay?
Yes.
Person next to me, let's say it's you, okay? You go, well, I think there's 3 1s, all right? Depending on how many people you're playing with, it can keep going up and up and up. Like, you're playing with 5, person can say, I have 4 1s, I have 5 1s, I have 6 1s. Eventually, someone's going to be like, there's no way in this game there's 14 ones. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And so if you call the bluff...
And so this is all throughout everyone's hand of
yes,
dice. Okay.
Everyone's. So the more people there are, like, you have to keep track of how many dice people have and all that stuff. Like, once it comes one-on-one, it's pretty easy, because if you're like, there's 2 4s, and I know you have 1 dice and I have no 4s, then I know that there's not 2 4s, you're
right.
out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works. So in that, like, it's a lot more of playing the odds of, is there really going to be 6 1s in this game with 3 people? Probably not. I'm going to say it's a bluff.
I get you.
But in poker, there's too many. There's too many cards. There's too many ways for me to get boned by what you said was a low straight. Everybody's got a low straight. Well, you know what? I'm proud of my low straight.
You shouldn't be proud.
Okay, I'm proud of it.
You shouldn't be. Everyone's got one.
I know, but I'm proud of mine, all right?
How many cards are out at a time? If you're playing with, like, 5 people, then you got 10 cards in each person's hand plus the 5 on the table.
Yeah, so there's 15 cards in play.
And there's 52 left.
Huh?
Or not 52
no.
left.
No, there wouldn't be. Do that math. Quick math. Man's not hot. Come on.
Can't. 43.
43? Is that right? That doesn't sound right.
No, it's not.
That's not. It's only 9 cards. Subtract 5 more. Oh, 6 more. Come on, man. You can do it.
I can't.
Come on. Come on.
37.
You got it, man. Look at his big brain! Oh, he's so smart!
I'm gonna stab you.
We haven't started the show yet.
That's why there's a calculator on my desk at work.
Are you saying man's not hot, man can do quick
math? Man is very fucking hot.
Man is hot. Please fan, man is hot. Please send ice, man is hot. All right, let's play our intro so we can actually start doing things on the show.
Sounds good.
I think that's probably the smartest thing we could do at this point. Otherwise, we're just going to ramble for the rest of the show. We'll never play the intro. And it's kind of important so people know who we are.
Yeah,
because all the people watching us right now, they have no idea who we are. So here's the intro.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by 2 best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and... and weird science.
I'd like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. It is a show that's brought to you twice a week, and it covers stuff and things of the things and stuff variety. You can watch it live twice a week, once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you can't watch them live, we'll forgive you. For now, nope. This time, Colby hasn't forgiven you. I'll forgive you. Nope. You're half forgiven. Okay? You can watch
them. No forgiveness.
On demand at youtube.com/Seth and Colby. That's where the videos on demand are. And if you want to listen to the audio version like some type of freaking weirdo, you can do that too on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. There's also a Plain Jane RSS feed if you want to double down on being the weirdo. And you can get those links at SethandColby.com. If you want to support the show, there's three things you can do and two reasons to do them. Reason number one, we're working towards three episodes a week. When we hit that magic dollar amount that Colby deems magic, we will do three episodes a week. And the second reason to support the show is so Colby himself will get himself a lovely house shaped like the Millennium Falcon that he will then reside in. That's like his whole...
These are not good, like motivators for people to donate money.
Well, the first one's a good one.
No, they're not. That one is.
Yeah, the first one's a great one. The house one, I'm just trying to placate you.
The house one is so dumb. Stop saying it.
Okay, no more house for you.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
You don't want a Millennium Falcon safe house?
Shut up. I don't want it.
You don't?
It never happened, so I don't want it.
But you do want it. It's just never going to happen.
Nope. Therefore, don't want it.
Okay.
Set your expectations low, man.
He wants it. Set your expectations.
Yeah. All I want is a box to live in.
All right, well, anyway, here's how you can support us. The first one is absolutely free. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and click the follow button. Even if you don't watch us live, your follows do help. We hit 100 followers this week. We appreciate it. We
now...
Three people just unfollowed us, though, because of that loop. So, thank you guys for following us. We appreciate it. Continue to do so. It really does help. The other two ways are through your money. The first one is a monthly subscription of $4.99 or more. Support the show. Also do that at twitch.tv/SethandColby. You get a cool emote. You don't have to watch our show with ads. There's no more ads when you're watching live. It's a great way to support the show.
Damn ads.
And the second way, all right, is to donate money. All right, Luke7050 already donated a dollar. He made us do a shot. Okay, today only, for every dollar you donate, we're going to do a shot.
That's a terrible thing. I was thinking about that. That's what's going to happen. Intro. Every dollar?
Yeah.
How about every donation?
No, I said dollar.
Yeah, somebody donates $15.
Turn them burners up. 15 shots.
Are we splitting those?
I think we should split them. Yeah, I didn't say each.
Either way, fuck that.
Turn up them burners, man. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, all right? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Okay? All right? All right? All right.
Oh, God.
$15, 15 shots.
Damn it.
Luke 7050 has donated $1. That noise will happen whenever you donate money. We will read your message. Luke 7050 says, round two. And then we will read your name message. It's a loud foghorn. It scares me. It's a whole thing. So that's what's going to happen. So there is our dollar. Luke has now donated $2 on the night, and that means we have to do another shot.
This hoodie needs to not be on if I'm taking shots.
But thanks for watching, guys.
Okay.
Where'd the fireball go?
Somewhere, damn it.
It's down here on the floor, we all good.
Say somewhere not here.
Ugh. You know, two shots.
That is a fuckload of shots.
No.
Why'd you load that up so much? You know I'm not you, right?
I mean, you should pour. That's all I'm saying.
I will next time, Mr. fucking Heavy Hand.
I mean, I'm pouring it directly into my mouth like it's water. So
I'll take like half of this.
It's not really fair.
I'm a bitch.
I mean, that's okay. I think that's fair. I mean, if we split 15, we could technically be able to split a dollar.
I It burns in such a good way.
I know, it's great. It tastes like Christmas, man. I love it. I absolutely love Fireball. It's my favorite whiskey.
Yep.
And the best part of that is that that Fireball I'm drinking out of right now is Colby's Christmas gift to me. So in a roundabout way, he did this to himself.
You would have had other liquor.
Oh, yeah, I have more Fireball right now in the freezer. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Bitch.
But that bottle is just so much better.
I hate you for drinking.
It's great, dude.
Terrible shit.
Dude, I love Fireball.
God.
I feel great. I feel great, dude.
Like, it does not taste as bad as I thought. I think that's, like, one of the first times I've had it.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that possible? I've been drinking nothing but Fireball for
really
2 years.
I like cinnamon shit.
Okay.
But that tastes good.
Yeah, I love it.
Like cinnamon gum?
Like, you put that and an Angry Orchard together?
It. Yeah.
Oh, it's magic, dude.
Is it magic?
It's magic!
It's magic!
You know! Something like so! It's magic!
You know!
And see, the problem is I don't know. So I feel like I could just keep looping and do the something, you know,
literally,
and then it's
just
magic
on repeat
again. And,
forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's other lyrics to that song.
I'm sure there is.
But I don't know them.
There
all right.
Probably is, yeah.
You want to start the show?
Sure. With our three stories you got there?
Yeah, three. Yeah.
Three.
And three of them are trash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here's the first one. I guess this one's more of a question for you more than it is a news story.
Cool.
GoPro quits the drone business.
What?
The company is laying off hundreds of jobs and said its Karma drone will be the last it makes.
Why?
Okay.
Why do you keep starting the intro?
I didn't. What are you talking about? That was a glitch on the user's end. I can't believe that they...
The user's end?
Yeah.
They didn't do a damn thing.
I didn't know GoPro had a drone business.
You did everything. Yeah, they had it.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is it?
It's a tiny, tiny little drone to compete with the DJI.
So is DJI just running them out of business, Phantom?
No, Phantom's the big one.
Oh, so this is a small drone.
They got one that looks just like that one, yeah.
Well, GoPro has announced it's exiting the drone business, citing the challenges of turning a profit in an extremely competitive market.
Well, yeah.
The company revealed this news during its earnings reports today, saying that the Karma drone would be the last it would make. The CEO is also laying off hundreds of staff and reducing the pay of CEO Nicholas Woodman to $1 as it struggles to manage its rocky financials. The 799 Karma drone was first available in late 2016, but it proved to be an unfinished and expensive product. All Karma units were recalled in November that year after a fault caused the aircraft to lose power. While reviewers compared the drone unfavorably to rival devices by companies such as DJI, GoPro subsequently lost $373 million in 2016,
holy
although its
shit.
Financials did improve a little in 2017. Okay.
That sucks.
That is a lot of money.
Fucking dropping frames.
Hey, man, it's going to happen.
What the fuck?
I'm telling you, it's something like it's this computer. I figured out there's this app on your thing called Task Scheduler.
Oh.
Okay, and see, I'm going to open this up right now, all right? I'm opening it up.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to open any second.
No or not.
It's going to open any second, man.
There it is.
Okay, and then I'm going to click Display All Running Tasks. Okay, and all these things right here, I'm going to end this task, yes. I'm going to end this task, yes. Like, see, this one, Windows 64 Professional, so that seems like a pretty important task. I'm going to leave that one alone. But you see what I did is I ended one of those. No more drop frames. I don't know what those tasks do, but when they run, they crush our stream.
That's dumb.
Isn't that? Oh,
that is.
It's happening again.
Oh, no.
Windows,
oh, no.
Sound service, deleting it.
Oh, it's going down.
How about that? Now it's gone.
Nope, still there.
I don't feel like I should end Windows 64
Dude,
Professional.
Just fuck it. What's it going to do?
I'm not going to do it. So that one's too scary.
What the
that
fuck
one's
you
important.
Do?
Okay?
That one's not important at all.
No, I'm not closing it. That one sounds important. I don't want to close Windows in the middle of our show.
It's not.
All right, people, just deal with the draw frames. All right, the audio is fine. All right. I can't do nothing about it.
I hate the change in color. It catches my eye.
I do too, dude. It triggers me hard. All right, it triggers me hard, but it's actually not that bad for the people that are watching. It's way worse for us in here suffering through the color change. I can't handle it. But there's nothing I can do about it, all right?
Yeah.
Because the Lord above is just like, which none of you saw because of the drop frames. What are you doing? What are you looking for, man?
Place my e-cig.
Are you kidding me? Colby doesn't need to do any more shots. Are you blottoed, dude?
No. I am just in a good spot and want my fucking e-cig. And it's in my crotch.
Okay.
It's literally in my crotch.
Where it belongs, man. In your crotch.
Yes, fictional, we already did. And are two shots deep. So.
I'm like four shots deep, actually.
That.
Because I've just been drinking it for fun as well as for the dollar. Yeah. So. I mean, fictional, it's 30 minutes in. Like, well, never mind. I was going to be like, what kind of show do you think this is? But then I remembered, like, 30 minutes in, that's... Wait, fictional, are you saying that our show right now isn't of the utmost quality? And that's why you asked we haven't ran the intro, because everyone knows that we this doesn't count this if it's before the intro?
I don't think anyone knows that except you.
I and literally say it all the time that it doesn't count if it's...
I don't think other people agree with you.
I don't care.
I don't.
There's no way. I'm the host.
I don't care.
If I say it doesn't count, then dag nabbit, it doesn't count.
He enjoys entering after the intro?
Okay.
Why is that?
Well, he likes consent.
What?
I thought that joke would go over better, but apparently just...
What is consentful about him coming in when he wants to?
Like, if I don't introduce myself and you just enter me, I'm going to be a little upset. Sorry, I didn't mean to bump your mic. Our
you fucked my shit up.
What's this called? Boom? Mic. Boom. This isn't me drunk. This is just me stupid. This is just regular stupid stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
You sure you're not drunk like all the time?
No, I'd be happier in general if that was the case. Okay. Facebook knows how to track... Get out of here. Facebook knows how to track you using the dust on your camera lens.
What the fuck?
Facebook has long said it doesn't use location data to make friend suggestions, but that doesn't mean it hasn't thought about it. In 2014, Facebook filed a patent application for the technique that employs smartphone data to figure out if two people might know each other. The author, an engineering manager at Facebook named Ben Chin, who probably prefers his name been said Ben Chin, but I like to say it
Benchin.
Literally as a couplet, Benchin.
Benchin!
Benchin wrote that it was not merely possible to detect that two smartphones were in the same place at the same time, but by comparing the accelerometer and the gyroscope readings of each phone, the data could identify when people were facing each other or walking together. That way, Facebook could suggest you friend the person you were talking to at a bar last night and not all the other people there that you chose not to talk to.
How does that have anything to do with the dust on your fucking lens?
Facebook says it hasn't put this technique into practice. We're not currently using this location for people you may know, said in a Facebook spokesperson. Facebook has previously told us that they only use location for friend recommendations one time during a brief test in 2015, but several of its patents show it's thinking about using the location, also recommending users friend each other, for example, if they check into the social network from the same location around the same time. In the course of our year-long investigation into how the social network makes its uncannily accurate friend recommendations to users, Facebook has told us many things it doesn't do to ease fears about Facebook's ability to spy on its users. It doesn't use proxies for locations, such as Wi-Fi networks or IP addresses. It doesn't use profile views or face recognition of who you text with on WhatsApp. And most of Facebook's uncanny guesswork is a result of a healthy percentage of users simply handling over their address books. But that doesn't mean Facebook hasn't thought about employing users' metadata more strategically to make connections between them. Patents filed for Facebook mention that people you may know share some ingenious methods that Facebook has devised for figuring out if the seeming strangers on the network might know each other. One filed in 2015 describes a technique that would connect two people through the camera metadata associated with the photos that they uploaded. It might assume two people knew each other if the images they upload looked like they were tilted in the same series of photos.
What?
For example. Or if lens scratches or dust were detectable in the same spots on the photos, revealing the photos were taken by the same camera. It would suggest that all the people you've sent photos to, who then uploaded them to Facebook, showing up in one another's people you may know, it'd be a great way to meet other people who hired your wedding photographer. We're also not analyzing images taken by the same camera to make recommendations of people you know, said a Facebook spokesperson when asked about the patent. We've often sought patents for technology we never implement, and patents should not be taken as an indication of future plans.
When do we just say enough is enough and we shut down Facebook?
Fictional Matter says, I sincerely doubt they do not use location service to recommend friends. Here's honestly my takeaway from this. That's fine. What is wrong with
this came out real fast, bro.
Here's what I take away
talk
from all of this, okay?
Slower.
I don't know how to talk slow. All right, should I do my Barack Obama impression?
Yes, that would do it.
Here's what I took away from this whole conversation about Facebook.
You're still talking fast.
I am.
With more pauses in between the words.
Facebook, I'm surprised, if I'm going to be totally honest.
that Facebook even cares about who your friends are, because I thought all they cared about was you being friends with advertisers. Like, that's all that matters, right? Not that I'm friends with
not if it
Colby.
Means that they can get more money out of more not more money, more information out of your little
I'm just saying
friend connections and things like that.
YouTube.
No.
YouTube has donated $5.
Did you see the shot I just took? That counts to one. Let's get this going, man. Hurry the fuck up. You're taking the third one.
DuTube says, hey, Colby, this is for a new haircut.
Oh, thanks, bud.
DuTube, do you even know that tonight we're doing a shot for every dollar donated?
He has to know.
Do you know that?
Well, one, if he follows, he may have gotten the live notification saying so.
Yep.
Or Twitter.
Yep, I put
it
in both.
Either way. Or he just really wants me to get a new haircut, which I should take as a sign that the hair doesn't look too schnazzy.
You're way too concerned about your hair, man.
I didn't know.
Way too concerned.
He didn't know. So I'm now legitimized in my worry about my hair.
Wait, what are you more concerned about? The fact that you have to take three shots right now, or the fact that your hair may not be perfect?
The hair.
To a man that you've never met in real life.
The hair, 1,000%. More the shots.
It's the hair. It's the hair, Chad. I told Seth the other day I was going to donate. I think he did say that, actually. Literally, I think he said I'm going to donate $5 for the haircut.
Woo!
I think he did say that. Okay, that's one.
Woo!
Four left, man.
We are splitting these up, asshole.
Okay, you got two left.
I have one left.
Two.
I told you. I already said you were taking the third one.
the hair. Okay, man. Hey, fictional. All right, let me talk to you real quick. Get real in close here. Wrong head. Hey, fictional. What's the okay thing mean? Someone tell me. Do you know what it means?
Okay? It means you're a white supremacist?
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, it's a white, they do this or something like that.
Don't do that on
this
the internet.
This doesn't mean that
don't
I'm
do that.
This.
Don't do that. That's going to stop doing
educational
it.
Educational purposes.
People are going to clip that, and that's going to be your face now.
That's fine. I'm already a hidden racist anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Nah, it's old school. It's an O and a K. I've seen it all around Reddit. Haven't you been seeing it all around Reddit, the OK as a meme?
Well, it's also a game.
Okay.
Like, if you do this below the hip,
okay,
and you get, like, your buddy to look at it, you get to punch him.
Oh, is that what it is?
I remember playing that game.
All I know is that I saw a meme on Reddit earlier this week of Kylo Ren.
Is it a different thing?
Of Kylo Ren without a shirt. And it's like, finally, we see what he meant in this high def still. And it's that picture, but he's doing this down below his leg.
Yeah.
And I don't understand what it means, but today...
That's the circle game.
But, like, my emote right there, okay? One of my subs, one of our subs, he subs this show too, Morris Minor, was like, do you know what the okay thing means? And then he went through this whole spiel, but he couldn't get it to me, and I never found out what it means, but I know it's something.
Smoking a J in it a little bit.
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know. Unless it means okay.
I don't know what it means.
Okay. Or hey, white supremacist!
He still got a shot there.
Either one. Hey, yeah, where are you at, Mr. Shotman?
I'm waiting for you to finish.
Fuck you. We can do it at the same time. That was two.
That was three. Three swallows, three shots.
I saw two swallows. No! Stop it!
I see one shot. I see one shot.
This fucking sucks.
Thanks for the donations tonight, guys.
Yeah.
We're getting closer to Colby getting that Millennium Falcon house,
not
which he
that.
Doesn't want.
Not that!
We also are getting Colby really drunk, and it's pretty great. You almost spilled that. What did I think of the Destiny update? That's what I have to say about the Destiny update. They are literally giving us everything that was in Destiny 1 over the first year of Destiny 2. By fall of 2018, 1 year and three expansions into Destiny 2, we will have completed what Destiny 1 was when Destiny 2 came out. So congratulations to Bungie.
Why?
Big thumbs up for them, man.
Yeah, they suck.
What?
They suck.
Bungie? Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm, that game. Both of them.
I really appreciate you piling on, man.
They're really bad.
Let it out. Let them know how you feel.
They fucking suck.
Colby is an expert of male swallowing.
I can make better games than that, man. With my dick.
No, you can't. Well, maybe. I don't know. Originally with your hands, no, but
yeah,
now that
dick,
there's an X factor.
Now that there is an X factor, you know, you never knew. Oh, Fireball sucks.
You know, I could have been meaner, and like I could have put it in our title, and then like random people who just watch the show, or don't even watch us, would just came in and gave us money.
Like, I mean,
it's how bad do you want money?
Yeah, if I didn't have to work tomorrow, it'd be a different fucking story.
Well, you can call in sick, man. He can't drive home today, just slapping your dick on the cheek. I got that mental image, and that is amazing. He can't drive home tonight? No, he'll be fine. He'll sober up by the time the show's over.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm going to keep talking. I'll lull him to sleep, and he'll be fine. That's how it always works. Oh, man. Donate some more money. Literally, Tony has followed. I don't know. I usually don't read follows out. Now I have to read all the people who have followed tonight. Luke7050 has followed. And Momo Machiko.
Yeah.
Listen here, Momo Machiko. I will come.
Do you hear my lip making the microphone buzz? Listen, look at this. Look at this, chat. Look.
Can you not? This is what the show has become. Oh, good lord.
We might be drunk. I just licked the microphone.
You did do that for a good while, too.
I don't understand why my body makes it go... Now it didn't do it.
The fucking mic!
Oh, you want a full podcast of just that?
No. No. No.
Come on, put your headphones back on, man. I'm doing this for you. The best part is, okay, just call me Momo. We'll do. All right? Momo, but no, both of us. Our headphones, all right, they come directly from the soundboard. The soundboard, before it goes into what you guys hear, goes through several layers of processing. It goes through a compressor limiter to make sure everything sounds the same volume. And then it goes through a sound enhancer to give it a warmer, richer sound. And then it goes through a splitter so I can record the same audio on multiple computers as I point to all of the computers that I'm recording the audio on, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I go through all that to say that a lot of the intricacies of that mouth fuel that just happened was only heard by Colby and less so by you. I mean, I'm sure it was still disturbing. What do you mean? You guys turned on it because you don't like the slobber? All right? In high school, they called me the slobber king. And
Shut up. The ladies loved it.
All right?
Shut up.
Why is that over
no
the line?
No one needs to know anything about
that. Why is
that
over the line?
Nonsense.
You just talked about Cody
I heard
video
your
games.
Mouth in my brain. Like, I don't want that. Get out of here, bitch. Well, rage.
Slob on the Navarro.
Forever.
You just got done talking about how you could code video games with your penis. But I talk about how I was the slobber king in high school, and
there's
it's over the line.
There's two different levels.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's two different
okay,
levels.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Slobber king.
Yeah, it's perfect. How do we have six quotes already?
Oh, my God.
You guys that's turned on because fucking... you don't like the slobber. God, this is a dumb
king.
Show.
Yeah.
This is a dumb show. Okay, what else are we going to do?
Nice quote, man.
Best part is I don't remember the context for
no,
any of these
either.
At all. Okay, here's the weirdest and worst tech products this year at CES.
Sweet.
Did you hear that there's a power outage?
Yes.
Literally, Tony says you need to have a slobber count now. Did I add all of those ones too? I don't know, fictional. I can remember. Slobber count. You keep count of the slobbers, all right, ma'am?
It's been twice.
Okay.
Stop.
Colby wants it to end it twice. Colby wants it to end it twice. All right, here we go. The weirdest and worst tech products at CES this year. Did you hear there was a blackout at CES?
No.
Like, the power went out for, like, hours on Tuesday, I think.
I didn't even know CES was going on yet. What CES is?
You don't know what CES is?
No. Nah.
It's a consumer electronics show. It's, like, saying the name of it's going to ring a bell. Like,
I mean, explaining it the, is, the it fucking,
is,
yes.
It is the biggest...
One abbreviate.
All right. Here's what the tech industry wants you to think, that it's where all the companies come and they showcase their newest products and trends that will be dominating the consumer gadget industry over the next 20 years.
Yep.
What it really is a big corporate cluster that people come in and debut crap that no one's going to buy. Like 3 years ago, curved TVs all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know who has a curved TV? Only people who shop in the clearance section. That's it. All right? Because no one wants a curved TV. Because you know what the curved TV is? It's the I'm a douche TV. It says, I got a curved TV and I'm going to sit in the middle and everyone else gets a bad view because my TV does this.
You know, honest to God, wouldn't it be better if like the bow was in the middle and then it curved the other way?
Like outwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? That makes way more sense.
Like it's a theater screen.
Well, yeah, a theater screen's the size of 18 semi-tractor trailer trucks all parked on top of each other. All right? It's not 42 inches.
Oh, my God. I mean, I think you would miss, like, if you were on the side, you'd miss the curved side on the other side.
Maybe we just try this innovation. Flat. All right, end of innovations. Everyone gets the same view. It's flat. Problem solved, all right? One bit for my slobber.
Oh, shit.
Momo has donated one bit.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. It's not a dollar. We had to do 1/100th of a shot.
I don't know. That's a beer.
That's a beer. Okay.
That's a beer.
He's knowingly drinking for one penny. But we appreciate any little bit helps Colby get in his Millennium Falcon house. So we appreciate
Shut
it,
up
Momo.
With the fucking Millennium Falcon house!
A pickle rig. Anytime I hear you yell, I hear you say a pickle Rick. Yeah.
Great.
Because you used to yell it all the time.
Great.
Because that's you, man.
That's what I've become to you.
You're the bitch. You're the guy who loves, I'm Pickle
Know
Rick, and you want a Millennium Falcon house.
9 years before that happened, and all you can think, pickle fucking Rick.
Yeah. Like, that's what I know you from. It's like the same I know Cameron for 5 years, and all I think about is him slunched over on my balcony, throwing up and flipping you off and telling you to go away. That's all I remember him
Thank
for.
God.
That's all I remember him for. That's a story for another time, chat. That's a story for another time. Anyway, CES, okay?
Yes. So, Consumer Electronics Show.
Like, okay, now it's a dollar. It's a whole dollar now.
Damn it!
Momo has donated $1.
Momo, thank you, and...
Oh, there was a game. LOL, I hope you get your Millennium Falcon.
Thanks, man.
How come you don't yell at him?
Because he's nice and gave me a dollar. You're not nice, and you make fun of me for it, and say that every at the beginning of every show, demeaning me, making me feel like the biggest pile of shit... You're gonna get stabbed.
Don't stab me, man, alright? Okay, well, you have to do...
A smaller one for the
love. I'll do a small one for you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, I almost spilled it. It scared me so bad. Okay, I'll handle the brunt of this one. I'll give you one shot, and
just
I'll...
give me a big full one. Yeah, take a little sip of it.
See, Luke's message says...
I'm hurt.
Millennium Falcon Fund...
Thank you, madame. Miss, I was going to say monsieur, but that's the wrong thing.
She's not, like, French.
Every woman is French of some sort.
No, they're not! That is not accurate at all!
It is, shut up.
Drink that beer! Liquor! Sicker, quicker.
Oh... It burns us.
Yeah, Colby's gonna die.
It burns.
I'm fine. Like I could finish this bottle and do the show.
Oh shit.
Nice quote. The best. Here's the problem. Man. All right, really, guys? Like, real talk, real quick. We can get real. And Colby will back me up on this. This is the problem that you guys are going to run into by donating money to us, okay? And us drinking. Here's the problem. The more I drink, the less the show ends. This show will literally go until my skin has sloughed off and I'm a skeleton. Like, when my vocal cords decompose.
I think that would happen first, yeah.
No, I'm going to be a skeleton here chittering. Slobber count, 3. All right, I snuck one in.
That doesn't count. Ah!
Got him, chat. Got him, okay? The show will not end. And the problem is that Colby is going to get drunk enough that he won't be able to tell me not to continue doing the show. That's going to be the problem.
I'm supposed to hang out with somebody after the show.
Who? Ends. Yes.
Uh-huh,
yeah, well. Uh-huh. Tell her about the slobber.
I know. I gotta do that. And also the 5 shots I've fucking taken.
Oh, God. I don't know about this. Oh, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. The problem is that I do this for a living and I love it. Colby is here because he also loves it, but he only wants to do 2 hours every day.
I have schedules. I've promised other people things. Need to be places with other people.
Need to be places. I thought you weren't allowed to do donations for drinks on Twitch.
Uh-oh.
We're not. We're doing donations for shots.
Or not. We just happen to take a shot.
Are we not allowed to do that?
Every time.
We aren't on Twitch. We're on Twatch. And that's a difference. I don't know.
How can they not do that?
I don't know.
They can't just blatantly cover everybody with an alcohol problem and say you can't do donations for alcohol shots. That's
why not?
Bullshit.
I agree with you. Why could they do that?
I disagree.
I disagree with it all, also.
It better be, or else our show's canceled, so.
No, we'll just
reappear.
Seth and Colby. We'll do the whole affiliate thing again.
Yeah, it's the Millennium Falcon. That's what it's for.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's donations for the Millennium Falcon. Yep. I honestly just said shots for the lulz. Like I said, the only people who know we're doing shots for donations are the people that are here and the people that are follow us on Twitter or get the push. So.
What?
Okay. Anyway, here are... Do you know what CES is now?
Yes, okay. I get it. I have gotten there.
We're happy about the donation. We're drinking... You know, Mom, you are so right. You are so right. You are one of the smartest French ladies I've ever met.
That is a better way to do it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. The internet-connected toilet that tracks every bowel movement you make.
Oh, what?
It's a voice-activated Kohler Numi. It's a smart toilet that starts at $5,625. It helps.
What?
It potentially helps some people with disabilities, for instance, but does anyone really want the details of the most private bodily functions to be saved to the cloud? You can ask Alexa to flush. Kohler's latest high-end toilet connects to the internet and responds to voice commands. Beyond flushing, you can ask...
It's $5,600. I should be able to ask it to flush. I don't need Alexa to help.
That's a fair point.
Fuck this toilet.
Please don't. It'll get stuck in the rim or something. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, it also works with Google Assistant and Apple Siri. You lift the seat, activate your favorite. YouTube says it should clean your ass for you. You lift the seat, activate your favorite bidet spray configuration.
Oh, there you go.
There's no microphone on the toilet itself, but there are speakers to play your favorite tunes. It also keeps track of your water
your
usage.
Ass for you.
Yeah, it does. And you have to ask Siri. Siri, please wipe my butt.
Colby, you are not over the toilet at the moment. Please come back to the toilet.
Siri, do as I ask.
Do it now.
Remember, like, Back to the Future? People were like... flying cars. In reality, it's toilets you talk to.
Yeah.
Through a third party.
Disappointing.
It is really sad,
expectations
actually.
Expectations versus reality.
Yeah. We got a talk show Cheeto leading our country, and we got toilets we talk to. A
talk show Cheeto.
Yeah. Prove it wrong, dude. Is he a Cheeto?
Yes.
Has he been on talk shows?
Yes.
Talk show Cheeto. Boom, done. Whoa,
roasted. Done. Boom, roasted.
There.
Did you send me something? No, or did I see that earlier?
Hey, have you been noticing my porgs I've been sending you, man?
Yeah.
Because you haven't been replying.
They're
every day.
All the dumbest things.
Every
I've
day
ever
I've been
seen.
Sending Corby porgs photoshopped into things. Like,
I don't know if you sent it. I don't think you did.
What?
If The Office was starring Darth Vader as Michael Scott.
No, I don't think I've seen that. I feel like I saw that, though, 100 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like that is a tale
no,
as old as time.
That's a very
a
new
song
thing.
As old as rhyme,
because
Beauty and the Beast.
It's like, Kylo, you're a kiss-ass. Boom, roasted.
Okay, then no, I haven't seen that.
I forget the rest.
Okay. Cool story, man. Really loved it. Thanks for entertaining the
somebody
populace.
Somebody else, help me out, man.
What am I supposed to do? Rub your head?
Yeah. Like, it's called Search the Fucking Internet. Never mind. Just
nope. I'm already
just
typing.
Just continue.
You guilted me. Darth Vader in The Office.
Was it on Twitter that I was looking at that?
Darth Vader Office Sith from October 30th, 2009.
I have no idea.
Just say it right here.
This is not it.
Okay.
1000% not it.
Darth Vader A Day at the Office. Darth Vader's Office.
Nope.
Star Wars in the Office
Give
recut.
Give up, man. Move along.
Darth Vader parody Office takeover.
Move along, man.
Yes,
just,
Darth Vader ran for office in Ukraine.
Move along.
Okay.
Because it is not nowhere to be found.
The smart home managing robot that refuses to respond to questions. LG's robotic smart home manager, Chloe, pronounced Chloe, looks super cute. You know, by the way, I want to say how disgusting it is that I've worked in marketing so long that I knew that C-L-O, lowercase I, would be Chloe and not Chloe. Like, that is disgusting. I'm disgusted with myself that I just knew that.
I'm disgusted with you, too.
Like, I know enough people who sit in those boardrooms.
Mainly because you made the fucking noise. Damn it. That's four.
Look super friendly, like a friendly cartoon ghost. Unfortunately, Chloe refused to cooperate during LG's Monday demo. Maybe it's better used as a coffee table centerpiece. Machine was described as being the ultimate in simplicity when managing your smart home. When it was presented on stage by David Vanderwall, LG's U.S. marketing chief. It initially behaved as planned when he asked for it.
Allow me to introduce Chloe. Hello, Chloe.
Good morning, Dave. I hope you're well.
That looks like shit.
What can I do for you today?
I want to eat your family.
There's definitely another version of this made by a different company that looks so much better.
It looks like Eve from WALL-E.
Like, I mean, there's definitely a robot that's like Alexa with an animated face, but the body moves different.
You need to go to the gym at 10 a.m. today.
Okay, why does it sound like a stripper? You need to go to the gym at 10 a.m. today, honey.
I don't think I said honey.
Power up. Power up.
She's
Smart
way too,
has set the washer,
you know,
to the
happy.
Sportswear setting.
If you have so much sportswear in your house that all you're washing is sportswear, first of all, you might be white, and second of all, you're way too rich. Okay?
Chloe. Am I ready on my washern cycle?
Okay, well, part of the problem is he said washern.
Washering cycle.
Am I ready to cycle, Chloe?
All right, buddy boy.
Chloe.
You hear what I'm trying to...
Chloe, you never listen to
sing,
me anymore.
Sing.
Back when we started dating, you loved me, Chloe. And now you don't even tell me about my washering cycle.
Washering cycle. Oh, what does it say to his washering cycle?
Am I ready on my washer cycle?
Washer. Hey, basement, how you doing, dude? Is that a talking washer? No, it's a talking...
Doesn't Even talk. Robots have bad days.
Doesn't talk.
Chloe, what's for dinner tonight?
Nothing, bitch. You're getting takeout. That's what's happening.
Okay, Chloe is not going to talk to me. Chloe doesn't like me, evidently. It looks like we should use the chicken. Chloe, are you talking to me yet? What recipes could I make with chicken?
Nope.
Okay, we're going to search recipes.
This is so awkward.
How do you win this, chicken. Man?
This smart kitchen is changing the game. It's doing it all for
you. How do you win this? Just move on to the next topic. Fuck that whole speech. The whole show, fuck it. Move on to the next cool thing you got. Forget that fucking robot.
That was so cringy, dude. Yeah. I've never felt more awkward in my life, and I've been divorced. Yikes. Like, that was intense.
That was pretty bad.
That was obviously like a, like...
Talk about fucking...
They didn't hear it. They,
autonomous
just,
shit.
We just lost it, and they have no idea why.
My one of my computers
says
the time, but you one of my computers says the time on the hour every hour, and it just said it's 8 o'clock. So that's why we were laughing, because we were talking about, never mind,
smart fucking bitches talking to us about, see, even that newest piece of tech.
Right.
Wouldn't talk.
But the toilet probably works great.
Old ass computer that just says the time.
That computer's literally from like 2003.
Hey, computer, what time is it? It's 8 o'clock.
You know what?
Bam!
You know what this computer...
Got it.
You know what this computer does? It says the time, and it displays our chat. That's literally all it does. That's all it can do. And it does it well.
That's great, man.
Like a grandfather clock. It's 8 o'clock. It's not even in a good voice. No. Because it's before voices were good. That's how old it is. Anyway, the laundry folding machine that make you do most of the work yourself. All right. Good news is Foldamate is a machine that helps you fold your laundry. Bad news, it costs $980. It's huge, and you still have to prep each item individually. Oh, and it isn't supposed to ship until the end of 2019, even though it premiered at last year's CES and is currently accepting early pre-order deposits. The new model can fold towels and pillowcases. Those socks and undergarments are strictly off the menu, and you're way out of luck if your wardrobe consists of baby clothes and bulky hoodies.
How about a comforter?
Probably not, because that would be bulkier than a hoodie, I would imagine.
Like a picnic blanket?
I would think towel is the biggest.
Parachute?
It can do towels and pillowcases.
Parachute, though?
Just towels.
But parachute.
Also just towels, though.
Damn it.
Just towels, though. The Foldamate boasts that you can average laundry load of 20 to 40 items in 2 to 4 minutes. Can fold. I skipped fold. But that's giving the machine way too much credit when you have to do the work of individually clipping on each item. Though it looks kind of
Are
fun.
Are you fucking kidding
Let's just
me?
Watch the video. Okay, Colby can't focus.
You gotta clip on every item. This is like your goddamn folding machine. You remember that thing? When we were working together, you had that little like thing that folded the shirt over and folded it up.
Yeah, but that worked well.
Oh yeah, but I still folded it faster than that fucking
You did
shit.
Not.
1000%
no,
did.
No, you didn't.
1000% did.
Definitely Anyone who's ever worked in retail knows there's this plastic board that's used for folding shirts. It folds up, it folds in twice, and then you have a folded T-shirt. Colby was like, that's so dumb. And then he took it and he folded himself with his hands. And he doesn't understand that maybe a simple machine might be able to do it better. It's far and away different, that manual process, than this Foldamate machine where you have to clip your friggin' T-shirts to it and then it eats it like the Cookie Monster and spits out a folded shirt to the video.
To the video.
My chair keeps falling.
Fast and easy to feed in a matter of seconds.
I want to see it come out folded, man.
Oh, it just magically happens in the middle of that. I mean, that's kind of nitpicky.
If you own that, you're probably white. Right? That's a white man's appliance.
Unless you're a very rich black man or Asian or
No, they have too much self-respect.
Nah.
You have to tell it what it's folding? I don't know.
Nah, I could see a definitely rich Asian owning that. Once I get the tip money.
So you're gonna
I'm buying that.
So what you're gonna do is you're gonna not buy a Millennium Falcon shaped house.
Fuck that house.
You're buying a foldy cart.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, dude, I don't know, you feed it. You feed the clothes.
Do you
into
fold
it?
Your clothes, man?
Yes.
Say it with such disdain.
Fucking sucks. It's the worst part of laundry.
Why don't you hang them up, man?
I hang up the T-shirts.
Okay, what do you fold?
Pants and sweatpants and.
Why don't you hang up those?
Towels and. Because I don't. That's
okay.
Weird.
Good reason.
I have a dresser. What else would I keep the fucking in the dresser?
Sex toys.
I don't have any of those.
I'll give you some.
Used. I don't want any of them. I don't want any.
I hope before this point that anyone would just pay someone else to do their laundry for them. That's a good point. Pants and towels are easy to fold. Are fun.
They're fun
and easy to fold. I do like folding towels. Getting that warm towel on your body and then like pushing it up
under
your chin.
The whole process.
And then like doing
when there is a big old fucking tub.
I hang all my pants.
Freshly clean.
I got wood. I got cedar hangers.
I need to put away before they get all wrinkly and shit. I fucking hate it.
Just yeah.
Just be done. That's all I want.
Well, Basement Brain, like, he hangs his dress pants. Like, I just hang all my pants.
My dress pants, yes, are hung up.
I just hang all my pants. Why not hang them? Can we get a Millennium Falcon goal meter? Yeah, let's add a donation chart to the bottom that says our goal
like a little
is
thing
like
right
$20
here.
Out of $6 million. Right.
That would take a little bit.
Cedar hangers, is that why you're a dude? Singer hangers, first of all, bought them way back in the day when I was making money.
Wire hangers.
Lots of money, cedar hangers. Also, surprisingly affordable. I think you can get 10 for $15 at Target. Not too bad.
You can get like 200 wire hangers for like a dollar.
Yeah, dude, this was back when I was making bank before I decided to stop doing any type of adult job and become a streamer instead. My cedar hangers are like the only thing from my old life.
You just keep it. It's like your like gold watch.
Well, no one's going to buy secondhand cedar hangers.
No, they're not.
You can't give them away.
Also, they're apparently only like $15.
They're not that expensive.
Yeah, I know. I don't fuck with no fancy hangers. I got wire and plastic.
I mean, like, most of my closet is plastic hangers. Just my pants go on the cedar. Because your plastic hangers, they bend if you put heavy pants on them. And believe me, I'm a big dude. My pants weigh a lot. Come at me, chat. I bet my pants weigh 3 pounds more than your pants. Easy. Just the extra denim
alone.
Take
this to the streets,
and
man.
And the extra
find
girth
out.
In
the dick area, you need the extra room.
I was trying to think
what's
of the word.
What's that thing in between my legs?
What's it called? I was trying to think of the name.
Crotchal region?
For the actual
penis.
Pant, the cut of the pant.
The ride.
There's a word for it.
There's not.
I used to work in apparel. I know the word. Okay, but I don't know the word.
I work in apparel, and I don't know the word.
You barely work in my pants way through.
Easy. Easy.
A year from now, we're going to look back. Your pants probably weigh more than me. I bet they do. I bet you could live in my pants, and I bet you want to.
Stinky.
The pseudoscience headset claims to melt fat by sending currents to your brain. Let's learn our lesson. Let's not even read. There's me. Inseam! Thank you. Thank you, Momo. That's the word, inseam.
You gotta give a basement set it first.
As a healthcare technology company that has been...
Well, that was... Ow! Hey, I'm trying to learn about fat brain!
God, I don't give a shit about whatever this is.
Which gently stimulates a part of the brain...
I'm gonna get you this, actually.
...fat storage and metabolism and appetite.
I'm gonna get you this.
Someone spent money on this instead of cancer research.
I see you, basement. I see you. I see you.
So what we are trying to do is really help people improve their lives and make that...
Yeah, by shocking them to death.
...easier.
I was attracted to Modius because
Georgina.
It was something completely different. I have been using Modius for 10 weeks. I've lost 7 pounds. But the best thing for me is the fact that I've lost 2 inches from around my waist. And I've gone down a dress size.
Over the period of 11 weeks...
Are they based out of fucking months. Australia or something?
I don't know, man. They're based out of space.
Actually because of her diet or not enough exercise. Or
this doesn't say anything about how it works.
But we know that this is actually an issue in the brain.
Actually, this might be like Ireland or Scotland, one of the two.
Morris was the opportunity to try and lose...
If Morris was here, he'd know.
I wanted that weight to be fat loss.
It's fake? I don't think it's fake.
Fake news.
Found out it really worked.
It's
managed
fake.
To lose 7 pounds in total over a short period of time.
Sounds like Southern mixed with Irish. It's like if I try to do a British accent.
Yeah, there's one specific, like, you know, like county in Alabama. It's only Irish people.
They still have like a governor.
Irish village. That's what it is.
A very significant reduction in
They have big, gigantic, like, 16% bottles of whiskey that scare them into staying in the town.
This is the most amateur product video I've ever seen.
No, I've seen worse.
One big family.
I've seen worse, yeah.
It's called the Duo Studio. Back when we were a graphic design company.
Okay, first of all, that never saw the light of day.
Good.
Oh, me and you were the only ones who ever saw that travesty, all right?
That was awful. That was the worst thing ever.
What about our Seth and Colby Studio tour video?
That one's better.
Can we Google that? This is
definitely still on Facebook. I know that much.
Do yourselves a favor, chat. Never, ever Google our show. Don't ever do it. Oh, don't ever do it.
Brainwash ad, that's still up too.
God, that's horrible. It's probably on the same channel. Let's go here. We're not going to click that, though, because you don't need to know it. Here we go, right here.
Why is it only in one headphone?
Great question.
Hi, I'm
now it's
Cole
not.
Newman.
Oh, God.
And I'm here to show you the tour of our studio.
I'm
here.
Dode as shit. I am high as balls.
To our best benefit. You're in my face. This is Seth's room. There's a wall here.
Guys, I want you to look right there on the monitor, all right?
Well, look at the monitor for one.
Oh, shit.
That is literally how much I've upgraded.
That's an eight-year-old mouse right
Oh,
there,
my
man.
God, dude. Oh.
Wow.
My room. This is my wonderful, horrible chair that hurts my booty.
Yeah, I've upgraded to this one.
It's mean to me. Here's our closet packed.
Okay, first of all, I think we did clean before this video.
I think we did.
I think we did clean. I think this is our clean room.
Full of too much.
Okay,
stuff.
Maybe not in there.
And that is a light.
Hi! So great of you to join us. Today I'm going to show you the studio. Look. Sound system.
This is where the magic happens.
That's Colby's room. That's where nothing happens. Are you filming this horrible? There's my room.
I immediately go into business. Are you filming
and that's
this horrible?
Where disaster happens.
I'm mad because I think he's doing a bad job of filming.
Okay, and here's Colby's side of the table.
Hello, ladies. This is Colby.
And then I'll sit over here in the big man's chair. And I've got all of this stuff, which is our cart machine and our phone system. And this is the soundboard that controls all of the microphones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most magnificent drawing of a ball I've ever seen.
Oh, God, this video.
Just eating cake. Just eating cake.
This video is great.
Oh, my God.
This was gold.
Oh. We're ahead of our time, man. It's the same dumb stuff we do now. It's just now people watch.
1,000%. Look at that shower effects, man.
Oh, my God, dude.
But seriously, people, this is a serious place filled with serious souls who want to create serious content for you. Seriously. So watch the Seth and Colby show, or we will literally come to your house and shower in your office.
2008, man.
Yeah, it says January 3rd, 2008 on that.
10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
10 years ago, reunion. What's up?
Yeah, well, yesterday, 10 years ago, was the last time we tried to do a weekly show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, before we did the once a year. January 10th, 2008 was our last attempt at a weekly show. We did two episodes, the 3rd and the 10th.
So you were 20 then?
Yeah, I would have been 20. And honestly, I think I sound exactly the same. It's just that's a mono microphone to tape from 2008. Do I sound a little different?
A little different.
I think it's, I don't know, dude.
You got some of that raspy. I drink a lot.
That's a good point. I've got 10 years of sin inside my throat now. But besides that, I sound the same.
Oh yeah, there's about what six, seven years of packs of cigarettes down this.
Yeah,
throat,
that's true.
So,
and a lot of balls dropping into their testicle bag.
That and balls down there.
What is wrong with you?
That's what you were gonna say.
Okay.
A lot of dick sucking in between those.
Let me catch up on chat. You do whatever you want with that video. You put hogs everywhere. I don't care. And I don't mean the pigs. All right, have fun. Oh, man. Can that face be an emote? Sure. Could make that. I have that same exact speaker, dude. I miss those speakers a ton. Like, I can't. If we go back to this video, dude, I can't. Like, look at this.
What speakers? The ball? Talking about the ball drawing?
Okay, this thing right here, this mic box, that's literally hooked up in there. We could use that wireless mic right now. It's hooked up in there
that's
still.
Stupid that that's.
I literally use this mouse to control the chat computer.
And those speakers?
These speakers right here were the best speakers ever, dude.
Nah,
I love those speakers. All of these tchotchkes, like my blue pig, my hula man that Colby gave for me. Those all died of the tragic bookshelf accident of 2015. One day.
I forgot that
story.
Happened.
Story time chat.
Oh, god damn.
Story time chat. We were just. Actually, I think I was pooping. I don't even think I was out there. I was pooping.
It might have been, yeah.
I was pooping. And you and your ex-girlfriend and Chris were all playing games waiting for me to finish pooping. And while I was pooping, I heard this horrendously loud thud. And I go, that wasn't my butt. It must have been something outside.
His bookshelves were blocked by a wall from my vantage point. But all I see is just tipping.
Right.
Wham!
And like for some reason, they just fell over. And all of my books and all of my things, like years worth of collectible crap that meant a lot to me but didn't mean anything in reality, all destroyed in one fell swoop.
Yeah. Don't buy Target bookshelves.
No, don't.
Don't do that.
Although
at least,
I did go out and buy another Target bookshelf to replace it.
Don't overload them.
That might be it. Or actually, you know what it is? If you're going to get bookshelves, build them correctly.
Yeah.
I think that's mostly what it is.
Did you not build them correctly?
I doubt I did. I mean, I can't speak one way or the other, but I know for sure I built the next one correctly.
Okay, good.
I know for sure.
That's good.
As we continue with this studio
tour.
Should
you sue Target? I feel like that's
a suable
offense.
It's been too long, dude. Because I broke a ceramic piggy bank? I don't think they're going to care, dude. Judge will laugh me out of court.
Say your grandma's like ashes were in an urn on that thing,
and they
went everywhere.
This hard drive and this hard drive right here, still use those to this day. Both of those hard drives are being used to this day for things. All right.
No, we're not streaming. We're gone.
Oh, we're offline now?
Oh, we're back. Okay, cool. All
right.
I rewatched
the video. Oh, we're back again. We're gone again.
What the fuck?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know, man. Is it actually going to disconnect?
I think it is this time.
I don't know. We're waiting to see. Can you guys hear us? Yeah, they say rip in chat. Oh, we're back. Are we back? What's happening?
Very terribly. Go back to that task thingy. Go back to that task thingy.
Go back to the task thingy.
Why are all the... Oh.
Are we back?
What the fuck, man?
I don't know. Maybe it's actually my internet. Oh, no.
No!
Oh, no. Are we back?
Chat!
I think we might be back.
Wait, it looks like it.
How?
Whoa.
Wait, it's gotta be Twitch. It's got to be Twitch, because we were just streaming at 3,000 kilobits per second for like...
Streaming at 6,000 kilobits
per
second.
Yeah, for like 10 seconds. Like right now, we're streaming really well, and...
Now we're back
there. It's back. It's red. Like, we shouldn't be streaming at 3,000 and it'd be red. I think it's Twitch, dude. What's happening on Twitch right now? What's happening?
I don't know, man.
What's happening on Twitch? Are you guys destroying Twitch? They can hear us. They can hear it. Well, I don't know.
You don't know that.
Well, they can. It says in chat. Oh, we're going to go away.
You don't know that.
We're going to go away now. It's gone now. It's gone now. It's gone. It's gone. Just disconnect so you can stop. Just disconnect already. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Guess who gets to upload a show tonight?
This is shit. What happened? What are you saying? OBS studio. Oh, shit.
Like, it's not broadcasting. Like, it is, but it just disconnected, and now it's reconnecting. Guys, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
The fucking internet. Twitch, everything.
Let me go see if Chris's if the internet's working. It might be Twitch. I think it might be Twitch.
Maybe it might be. Oh, god damn it, guys. And gone again. Well, now we're back. It looks like we're back. 3,000, somewhat. Sorry, guys. Internet here / Twitch might suck ass.
Chris is in the shower, so she's not using the internet.
Something sucks ass. That's all we know. That's all.
Oh,
I
is
know.
It back? Are yeah, we back? Back?
I think we're back for good. We're back at the 3,000 for a good little second now.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
If it makes you feel better.
I don't know what happened.
I now have to upload a stupid video to the things tonight.
I don't know what happened. I could do it.
No.
I can't do it. I don't know how it works.
I think we're back. Chat?
I think we're good.
Say you see us if we're here.
I think we're good.
Sorry about that. Hey, don't look at my task manager. There's things in there.
Are there?
I don't know. I don't think there's anything in there. Sorry, guys. Don't know why that happened. I appreciate you putting up with it. Turds.
Yeah, stupid internet. Yeah, we played our old videos and the internet was like, no!
Yeah, it was too much for the internet to handle, dude.
Stop it right now.
Look at this closet right here. Can we look in here? I still have this computer. You can see it from here. You can see that computer from here. This computer right here, it's gone. All right.
Is that the old Windows?
Dude, what is this?
I don't know.
I think this is a monitor.
That's definitely a monitor.
We see the Slobber King and the Colby comb over. Don't call it a comb over, dude. Colby's going to be... He's going to think about that for the next week.
Comb over? What?
He's saying your hair looks like a comb over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it does comb to one side.
Dude, look at all this. I put the credits on here. Like, we need credits.
Yeah.
By the way, Jessica Honeycutt right here. If any of you here is talking about Jessica, look at our top...
Our only.
Our comment. Top cheer. Our top cheer. That's Jessica Honeycutt. There's two people who are OGs who watch this show still from way back then. Those people, their brains have melted. Like, they are far gone.
And it's
like,
all from us.
They've been listening to us for those people. You feel bad for them, all right? All of you feel bad for them.
We love them, but...
Oh, yes, but they're gone.
They're kind of gone.
Okay, what do we have in here? Studio tour. We literally have our practice show in here. Remember when you said you wanted me to kill you? This was live streamed, for the record.
Oh, my freaking head.
This is literally a live stream.
Somehow I doubt that. But
12/20/2008.
Seth and Colby tattoo. God, that would be ugly.
What song oh my God, are we opening up with today?
I'm 1,000% down though. You do what you do, whatever you feel.
Hold on.
The need. What's up?
Something's wrong. One of these is incorrect, because this practice show was 12/20 of 2007,
uh-huh,
or 2008,
uh-huh,
which either means that our other video that said January 3rd, 2008 was either 2009 or 2008, because this couldn't have taken place 12 months after the show that was recorded 2 weeks before.
That was 2007.
I made a typo 9 years ago.
Yeah, that was 2007.
Well, I can go back and look exactly at the date, and I'm going to hate myself for catching a mistake that's 10 years old.
That was 2007. Because we weren't...
I think it's 2009.
We weren't doing podcasts in 2008, or, yeah.
Yeah. January 10th, 2009... All right, 15 minutes till the show starts. We're live. Come watch. Are you watching Seth and Colby right now? Why not join in now? Just finished organizing my desk and blah 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 blah. So that
go
promo
back to 2008, bitch.
So that promo video that we did. Let's frame drops in that one at least. Isn't that hilarious? I mean, we could probably stream this one in that quality. I think that was 360p at the best. So if we do this, yeah, that's incorrect. It's January 3rd, 2009.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? You remember the Beautiful Monsters?
There's a typo right there.
You remember the beautiful
I think
mom?
That's still on our YouTube.
Yeah, that one has a typo in it, too.
Does it really?
Yeah, that was my fault, though. I remember.
Well, I'm going to blame you. This one can't be your fault, because you would never choose this font for the show.
I think it says download.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Or something like that.
Let me see. YouTube.com/Nicole B.
I don't know if it's, I have it. I might have it hidden.
I think so, yeah.
I might have it hidden. We did so many videos back in the day. Yeah, right here. It's private. Shit. It's private. Oh, my God. Colby does yogas on here, too.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's watch that next.
This is, okay. Little background on this, okay? Back when Duo was in its heyday, this is in 2007, correct?
Yeah.
No, 2008. This is 2008.
Sure.
Yes.
You're asking the pothead to remember.
I'm positive
time frames.
This was in 2008. Positive.
No.
So in spring of 2008, Twilight. You guys remember Twilight? Bella, Edward, sparkling vampire. It's a bad time. All right, not quite as bad as now, but still pretty bad.
Where'd my e-cig go?
Here we go again. We did a show on Duo called Beautiful Monsters that was all about Twilight. All right. We did several live shows, including a historic live broadcast from a border store on the release of the book Breaking Dawn.
If they were still in business.
The point is, we did a live podcast remote at a store with Q&As.
In 2009.
In 2008.
Eight. Nine. One of the
no,
two.
July of 08. It was okay. July of 08. I guarantee sure. it. Mm-hmm. That is a huge deal, and I'm proud of it. Give me my due. Anyway, so during that, because it got a lot of views, me and Colby ran this advertisement, which, by the way, is how Jessica found our show.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I present to you the origins of Hello, I'm Paul McCartney.
Also, before the
enjoy
comb
chat.
Over, it was just a down.
Yeah, and before the hair banana, it was like the hair papaya. Yeah.
It's just kind of down. Download.
It says download.
Download.
Download
man.
Their show. Yep.
Yeah.
What's up, beautiful monsters, homies?
What's cracking?
It's back in my large days.
You have to look better than me all the time.
Yep.
It's better than any other show on the market.
Watch it
or die. What's up, beautiful monsters? I'm Tom Cruise.
And I'm Katie Holmes.
We're here to tell you to watch the show or you will be shunned.
Forever.
And then killed.
How many times have you seen this?
What's up, I'm Tom Hanks.
Way too many. I edited
Hello,
this
I'm
bitch.
Brad Pitt.
I remember
I'm
it forever.
I'm Angelina Jolie.
Hi, I'm Tom Cruise, and I'll tell you, you'd be in some risky business if
Thank
you didn't
you,
watch
you full noob. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, you listeners.
Colton's fat.
Yeah.
No one knows who Colton is.
Oh, no.
I'm just insulting a random dude for no
He's
reason.
He's literally behind the camera.
Oh, is he?
Moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember
Colton's
that.
Colton's fat. Hey, what's up? I'm Seth.
And I'm Corey.
We do a show.
Yeah?
You need to watch it.
SeanCorey.com.
It's cool.
It's awesome.
Colton's fat. On my third tour through Iraq, I rescued 15 soldiers. And because of that, you should listen to the Seth and Colby Show.
Watch our show.
Hi, my name's Dr. Seth Charles Neiman, and I cured cancer.
Hi, my name is...
Hillary. Rodham.
Professor.
Oh, shit.
Colby Rodham.
Clinton. Hello, my name's Archduke.
I am King Charles III.
Hello, I'm Paul McCartney.
Hello, welcome to Seth and Colby.
Colby stinks.
He farted.
He farted.
In space. Hi, I'm Seth.
And I am Colby.
We do a show. Watch it.
SethandColby.com.
And live.
Is he
going to
say download again?
Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 1-3-6-6-5-7-3-38.
Email at SethandColby.
Oh my God, dude. That is actually hilariously bad.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
SethandColby.com.
And live. 1-3-6-6-6-5-7.
I just want proof. Just want proof that we were live. I just want proof of that. Back in 2008. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It was pretty small back then.
That's
for
why.
Sure. There was only a couple people doing it.
Like, this is why I could do Twitch for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Without making any money. Because I've already done it for 10 years with no viewers.
Yeah.
Easy.
Easy.
I've been entertaining nobody
we
for 10 years.
We did not have viewers. We had listeners.
That's
but
true.
We did not have many viewers.
And then we stopped doing our show.
And then lost all those listeners.
Yes, that was a problem. And now we got better viewers.
Now we're back here.
Which is what we actually
and
like.
And awesomer
people. Yeah, with more drop frames than ever before.
I'm just glad I haven't had to take a shot in the last, like, fucking hour or so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm really glad about that.
I think everyone got scared because of the whole we'll get banned on Twitch thing.
Yeah.
Do we ever get shit for the age gap in partnership? I don't think so. I think I may, like...
Fucking Luke!
No!
You mentioned it. You mentioned it,
I
man.
Thought I was safe. I was like, nobody's going to donate no more money. They're all done. They gave them what they got. It's good. Fucking Luke. You know you spent $4 on the show tonight? Four whole dollars.
That's what, for the record, Luke, that's $1 less than DoTube.
That's two energy drinks right there, man. That's like, I don't know how many credits on fucking World of Warcraft. You could have done so much
Luke has
shit.
So much in-game currency and WoW, he doesn't need to pay for it.
All right, due to all the alcohol tonight, I do have to actually pee.
Five, actually, he says.
No way. Oh, he did he? Let's see. He did two, and then
one,
he did
yeah, he
two,
did.
And
$2.
Then he did one.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Luke.
One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody get in my car, let's go for a ride. Driving down the street, gonna eat some meat. I'm talking about the actual meat from animals, not from a dude named Jesus or whatever. Just wanted to clear that up.
I thought meat as in, you know, chicken, pork, beef, but no, you were talking about penis?
No, I wanted to make clear I wasn't.
You were talking about penis. Don't lie.
I just know how the internet works, and I knew that if
Don't
I had
lie.
Gone with that, people would put it in chat. I had to clear that up
you
really quick.
You were thinking about penis. All right.
Mambo number five.
Drunk just for the record. Needs a fucking...
Are you going pee?
Yes, I told you I had to pee. I gotta pee.
Chat. Do you think I could get away with just replaying the alerts from your earlier donations and making him drink? Is that unethical? Like, if I just replayed, like, that dollar that Luke gave, and I replayed it, like, three times, and he had to take three shots. Like, would that be mean? I feel like he'd notice. All right, I'll do it. I'll give it a shot. I gotta wait a little bit. Yeah, who cares? He can't get fired from that job, guys. Like, don't let him... First of all, I got a job tomorrow, too. Okay. Granted, it starts at 11 a.m., but... Nothing, man. We're talking about how beautiful you are and how...
No, I feel like you're talking about the opposite of that.
What? I wasn't talking about how ugly you are. No, it wasn't that. No.
I gotta pee like a racehorse.
No, you gotta race like a piss horse. Because you're drunk. Get it? It's a joke. Finger guns. Finger guns. I can call in sick easier? No. I feel so guilty whenever I don't stream. Like, even on days... when I'm not required to stream, I feel guilty about not streaming. This man doesn't care at all if he calls in sick, except for the possibility where he might get fired. Other than that. But you don't feel no guilt.
I do feel guilt.
Not if you're sick.
Not if I'm actually sick.
Yeah, see? But
hungover sick is not the same
right, but
thing.
If I was actually sick, I'd feel guilt for not doing this show.
All you have to do is move from one bedroom to the other bedroom and then click
and be entertaining
you could
for
not,
6 hours.
You don't have to be.
I mean, I do if people want to watch.
You could be drunk, sick.
Like, you know what I did
like,
today?
Oh, God.
You know what? Here, you want to know what my life is like? All right?
I don't.
Here's what it's like, all right? I played this game, Red Dead Redemption, all right? When are you getting married? The episode of this podcast would be great. There, like, you want to hear a podcast, like, before your marriage? Is that what?
What? One, never. Two. I don't know why that would be entertaining. Oh, because I'd be really drunk before it happened? Then yes, you got that.
Live stream the wedding? Live stream. Dude, I'd do it if he'd let me. Dude, how great would a live stream of your wedding be?
If you guys give me a Millennium Falcon house, then I will 1,000% guarantee.
And I narrate it. Like a nature performance. But you don't get to hear it. So you get to enjoy your day and all that stuff, but I'm narrating it while you're getting married, like in the back. And now a wild Colby presents the ring to his mistress, Alexandra, who looks at it with a slight disdain, but it's too late to change her mind now. So she accepts the ring dutifully, as a woman should.
Is this the proposal or the
fucking... Oh, the marriage.
The marriage just gets a ban, man.
Yeah.
Where have you
just
been?
Just gets a ban?
Yeah.
A ban is a ring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a ring without a diamond, so it's not, like, size proportionate.
Did we do any... I'm trying to think. Did we record anything for the old show? Because I got married while we were doing the very first incarnation of this show.
Oh, yeah. You were about to get married, and then we stopped doing the fucking show once you got married.
Didn't? Is that what happened? That's what I thought happened. Like, I got married, and then we never did another episode, right?
I think maybe we did one after it happened, and then, like, we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, because I remember there being a cover art that said Seth's married on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we didn't record any of it.
No.
But my wedding was a debacle.
Yeah, you're supposed to have it outside, and then it was super windy.
It blew our tent away, and so we had it in my parents' basement.
And it was hot as shit.
Was it hot?
I
forgot shoes, so I had to wear my dad's shoes, and I wear a size 6, and he wears a size 6, or I wear a size 10, and he wears a size 6.5.
I don't remember who I walked down the aisle with. I don't think I did. I must have, but I don't think I do remember.
I think Whitney.
Was it Whitney?
I think it was Whitney.
It might have been Whitney.
No longer in my life.
Yeah.
Everyone from that wedding is pretty much no longer in my life. Yeah, it's just you.
They're big old fat.
One of them was.
There's all of them combined into mush.
That giant fat. Yeah, that's true.
You
that's true.
You just cut them out, man.
But yeah, it's not beyond the realm of possibility. We don't actually talk much about our personal lives on this incarnation of the show.
Yeah.
The last show we did, that was all it was about. Was our personal lives.
Right.
And it was really hard on everyone in our lives but us. So that's kind of why we stopped.
That's not why. That was just fucking dumb.
We stopped because we have nothing of interest to talk about.
Shit. This man, I have no idea what he does during the entire week. He goes and sees random fucking movies.
It's true. Molly's game.
Streams. So you know more than I
do. Oh, speaking of which.
I go to work and go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
End of list.
But speaking of my stream.
Yes.
To entertain, because you were saying it wasn't hard.
You have to this do morning, a new game, right?
I played a game from 2010.
Red Dead.
Where all I did was look around for beavers today.
That's
to get beaver pelts.
Did?
That's all I did. I spent 5 hours looking for beaver pelts, and I couldn't find one beaver. Okay? Doesn't that sound awful?
How can you not find one beaver?
I looked at my stream. I looked at my stream, dude. Like 10 viewers for the whole thing. Switch to a current game called Overwatch. Yeah. Everybody leaves. Two viewers the whole time. All right.
How does that make sense?
I don't know. You know what? You know what's easy for me? Playing a new game that has constant action.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No one wants to watch that. You know what's hard? Making a 4-hour beaver pelt hunt entertaining, and that's what everybody wants to watch. Okay. So don't you ever come in here and say I don't work.
I mean, streaming's hard, man.
Trying to make beaver pelts entertaining, man. You can't do it.
How'd you do it?
I don't know. I don't know what these people are crazy. Watch me chase beavers around all day.
Dude, I would have done it if I didn't have, like, work to do.
We made a lot of double entendre jokes about beavers, though. It was pretty great.
That is smart to do.
Lots of good beavers. Yeah.
Get those beavers, man.
Lots of good beavers. Lots of good beaver
Maybe
jokes.
You'll make that tongue noise at the beavers.
I'm sorry, I can't get into Overwatch. I feel bad. Same happened to me, though. Played old game, 6-10 viewers. Played GTA 5, 2-4. Yeah, dude. I don't know what people's problem is. All right.
I don't know what's wrong with these. Too many people with...
Watch him on Beaver. That's a class. That's a good one right there. It's a good example of one.
Yeah. Dude, if you are actually hunting Beaver, what a stream.
The customer service bot that cannot understand what you're telling it. SoftBank's Pepper is a humanoid customer service designed to interact with customers in retail settings. Pepper isn't new. They're already more than a...
fucking back to this?
Yeah.
We took like a 30-minute break.
We still got 20 minutes of show left, at least.
Oh, my God.
And no one's donated lately to make us drink, so...
Dude, fucking robot. What?
Pepper took an unflattering photo of me when I walked in and remembered my face to say goodbye when I walked out, but it couldn't understand my name. It heard Rosa when I said April. And it said that I was wrong. It didn't understand that either. Or when I said that it was wrong, it didn't understand that either. I had to manually type my name on the touchscreen, which honestly isn't something I would ever waste my time doing in a store. For the demo, SoftBank had lined up four Peppers that were all programmed for different customer service experiences. The one that was programmed for hotel asked whether I was in the... whether I was interested in promotion for a water park, which I said I wasn't. It played the promotion anyway. The Pepper for the Sprint store wasn't programmed to answer questions about different kinds of phones for sale, nor is it programmed to take my name to be added to the queue for customer assistance. One of the Peppers was having a difficult time turning on at all.
God.
Z swigs at night, hunting beaver with that morning drip.
The morning drip.
Yeah, you get it, dude.
That got me.
Yeah, you don't get it because you ain't here. You don't watch my stream.
I don't, but morning drip, damn. It just sounds wrong.
Yeah, you guys know what's up.
I don't like that face.
The financially dubious $3,400 Bitcoin mining machine.
Wouldn't you be fondling that robot up one if you had to type at the touch screen? It's just like, hey, you don't get my fucking name.
Don't touch me there.
You don't get my fucking name.
No, don't touch
me. I need to input my name. It is Fernando. It's really long.
It's Fernando. He just poked me vigorously.
This is the bad spot for a fucking touchscreen on a humanoid robot, man. Yeah. She's got a female voice, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm a part of the Me Too movement now, you know? My name's in the shit. Colby Newman has molested a robot. It's pressing charges.
The Me Too movement is about people who have been molested, not do the molesting.
She is reporting it.
Oh, okay.
The robot is reporting the fact that she has been molested by me. That's what I'm saying. Good God, catch up.
What's ketchup have to do with anything? Got fries coming?
Don't mustard is involved.
It's fries, man. Okay, that's all of our stories. We're out.
What'd you say about the Bitcoin mining thingy?
Okay.
It was stupid?
The scammiest product of CES 2018 so far is Kodak's Cash Miner, a Bitcoin mining machine that the camera company is leasing out for $3,400 for 2 years. Oh, and Kodak keeps half of the Bitcoin you mine. Cryptocurrency experts noted on Twitter that the Cash Miner is unlikely to turn a profit for users since Bitcoin mining gets more difficult over time. If you have $3,400 burning a hole in your pocket, you'd be better off spending it on pretty much anything else. Three Foldamates, anyone? Kodak is only a Bitcoin miner where you pay for a 2-year contract and make a profit. At current prices, Kodak gets half of all Bitcoin you produce. This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen at CES. Well, he obviously hadn't seen the folding machine or the head apparatus that makes you lose fat when you run. Okay?
Hey, man, that's proven science.
No, it's not.
You back up.
No, it's not.
That is proven science.
No, it's not.
Well, yeah, this is why I don't pay attention to CES, because
that's
shit,
why
dumb shit.
So,
like
so
be,
there's a conference you didn't know existed, and that's why you don't pay attention to it. Okay,
because I knew it was dumb.
You knew that what didn't exist was dumb.
Everything that I don't know about is dumb. That should be a fucking quote. Out of all the quotes, that should be a fucking quote.
Fictional isn't here, so
yep.
He's a quote. I mean, any of you in chat can take a quote from the show. Exclamation point, add quote, one word, space, then the quote, enter. Yeah. Any of you can add a quote at any point during the show.
I don't even know what I said, though, so that's bad.
Well, they're listening, I hope.
You said everything I don't know is dumb.
I think that was it, something like that, which is a dumb thing to say, because you don't know a lot.
Hey!
Hey!
Fuck you, I hey, have man. Intelligence
Do
of
you?
The highest amount. The highest. I'm fucking Steve Jobs, bitch.
You're Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, man?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, yes. Give me the fucking liquor, bro. Give it poured down my throat. Nonstop.
There you go, dude. Do that shot right there.
Drown me with it.
Do that shot right there.
Drown me with it. Don't get this off my face. Ah!
Got him, chat.
The fire is real.
Shut up. I just saw you click the fucking thing.
Yeah, but you didn't the last time I did it.
What?
That last one you did was me clicking the thing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Don't stab me, man.
I don't know where I'm hitting, so just,
like everywhere.
Just enjoy it. Just enjoy the dick of the lightsaber. Enjoy the dick.
That's going to be our tier two subset. Yeah. Right there.
Are you trying to never get me hired at any new job ever?
I'm not making you say these.
Hey, I just say these things. It just happens to be streamed to the internet.
Yeah. That's literally what you signed up for.
Shut up.
There you go, man. Yeah, Rin's got it. Rin figured out the quote system.
Oh, shit.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking to Chad about while you were peeing. I was like, you think I could sneak in some repeat donations here and make you do shots that were
actually... sack of shit.
They told me to try it, man.
You are, well...
I asked their permission. I asked their permission, man, and they gave it, so not my fault. I'm held not guilty.
I'm gonna stab you.
You did hit me a lot with a lightsaber, so.
And that's not enough.
It's not enough? I feel like it's enough. Dude did not say no, all right? I can scroll. I can scroll right here.
Yeah, you went too far.
Yeah, try it. Right here. He literally said try it. Right there. At 10:32 Central, 8:32 Central Time, try it.
Gotcha, dude. He gotcha.
Went the wrong way. Yeah, got it.
You said try it. Then you lied to me about it?
You're not invited to the Millennium Falcon House now. Nope.
Wait. Dude donated money, didn't he?
Yeah, he donated $5 at the beginning of the show.
Yes, he is 1,000% that, yeah, he's invited.
I mean, he saw your chats, dude. Look, here they are, right here. See? Right here. Try it, but he does have a job tomorrow. Does that sound like a no to you? Does that sound like a no to you? Huh?
I mean, it's like a yes and a no at the same time.
Yeah, so yes. That's what I hear.
Alcoholic would. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hands not on the keyboard, man. Hands not on the keyboard. Then it wasn't me.
How did the hype thing get on? What the fuck is going on there? How did that happen?
Streamlabs will let you do that.
What'd you do? Did you?
No, it's something. It's something that Basement Brain has.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Yeah, he can do any emote he wants. He set the hype porgs.
Nice.
That's amazing. His message said, "This one is real, though." Let me pour you one here, man.
You're taking another 2.5.
Okay, man, that's fine. That's fair.
My mother texted me, and she was like, You're not driving home.
Oh, now she watches?
Right. Oh, she pays attention all the time, man. Her name's not there.
Julie, please do me a favor, all right? And share your subscription. Share your subscription so it plays the music.
I don't think she can do it on her phone.
Oh, is she on her phone?
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else is... Who's due for a sub... Yeah, see, Basement Brain's almost there. He's at 28 days sub. Thank you, Basement Brain. But when he resubs, you're gonna hear Colby's new beautiful sub notification.
24-hour stream, guys. I'm supposed to meet a female later. I was at 9.
I appreciate that, Ren.
I told her that before 5, 6, 7.
And why would you say 9? Our show doesn't end till 9.
Right. Well, 9:30.
Okay, all right.
She
knows
it ends at 9.
Okay. Is she watching?
No.
That would make your life easier, because then she wouldn't be waiting.
I mean, it might be that
the BB331237?
I highly doubt it.
Okay. Sorry for calling you out, by the way, BB. I don't know if you're a bot or what.
We gotta interview this female. Make sure she's...
Chat, I've only met her once, and I only met her on accident.
Yeah.
So good luck. All right? He wants
to... It's new.
She wants to... Okay, you guys got to understand.
It's new.
He brings a woman around me. I have... Colby will agree with this. I have absolutely no ability to go from 0 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard! Yes! So worth it!
DoTube has gifted a sub to Ren TV. Thank you, Do, and welcome, Ren.
Oh, it just gets me. Rock hard,
let's play it again, just for fun.
Oh, man, it just gets me. Rock hard!
And that, chat, is exactly why he has not introduced his new female friend to this show.
She knows about it.
She does not know that when someone gives us money,
no,
it plays you yelling, I'm rock hard.
She never listens to
She
us.
Doesn't know that. All right? There's two opposite ends of the spectrum, okay? Oh. Chris and I have been dating 7 years. Chris doesn't care that I do this. I'm nothing I do offends Chris. Like, I will literally sit on the couch and say the most heinous thing possible to try to get her to look at me. Doesn't happen. Like, we'll be watching a movie. They're like a movie from the 1800s, and people are giving smallpox blankets to Indians. And I'm like, yeah, who cares about Indians, right, Chris? She's like, doesn't care. All right? That's where Colby needs to get.
Shit.
But that takes 7 years.
Yeah, 7 years?
You
so,
can't,
so not about a month? So not
no,
about
you
a
can't
month?
Bring, I'm in your. I'm on your side,
so
dude.
Not about a month, then,
I'm
right?
on your side. Problem.
Okay, thanks.
I'm on your side.
All right.
All right? I was saying before
just
you
double
got
checking.
Before you got rock hard.
Just double checking.
I was saying... That
no one can prove that's my voice.
I can
that.
Prove it. I have video.
Shut up.
Also, all of our VODs are on Twitch and YouTube.
Shut up.
They're
that
all...
takes a lot of searching to find that shit.
But there could be
no
proven.
Fucking CIA agent is scrolling through all 2 hours of every video that we do.
It could be proven though. Is it your birthday, Ren?
How do we know? Yeah. How
basement
do we, what,
says
now,
wait.
What? How do we know what? What video?
Of him what? Saying I get rock hard? I think it was like 3 or 4 episodes ago. It wasn't that far. Maybe 5? Actually, you know what? I have it written down. No, I don't. I just have the timestamp. I don't have the date of the episode.
On Saturday, so it's coming up.
All right, well.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, man. Because on Sunday's show, it'll be
happy
after.
Birthday.
It'll be after
it's
your birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
See, that's why
get
the woman.
Late.
Timestamp, it's at 135 minutes. That's not true. It's at an hour and 35. Hour, 1 hour, and 35 minutes into the show, he says, it makes me rock hard. All right.
I don't remember what to, but I do say that about something.
Yeah. We can just find it here.
Oh, no. No. It's already enough that you played it.
I want to say it's this episode, the 31st. No, it's probably...
You're telling me it's the last thing I said in the fucking last 2017?
It's probably this episode right here.
Know that she's
no,
not
you don't
just
get rewarded
kill
for
else.
Killing a ton of people.
It's not
what
rewarded.
Are we talking
you know
about?
What's happening?
She could have lost. With- oh God, I hate that.
Oh. It's about life. Also,
I think it's about respecting the chain of command. Right?
I get that.
Dude, we're watching but ourselves.
Shit.
Watch ourselves. Watch just ourselves. Saying. They're watching us. Watch us. Watch us.
She did just as you.
Nice!
Why did it take you so long to catch
I didn't know what happened. I got a text at the same time telling them that the chick I'm talking to is watching, apparently. Because she
who?
Said, so how many shots deep are you actually? Answer, it's a lot. Is it turning red yet? Because it should be embarrassed. Oh. Fantastic.
Say hi in chat.
Yeah, you can say hi to the people that are talking.
Don't do it.
Or do it. Doesn't matter.
Oh my heart.
Are you going to say, are we going to find where I say rock hard or not?
I'm still blown away by this. This is happening.
Hide on and wait for him to pass.
What if there were spies on board?
I mean, that's literally the only explanation you
what
got.
What are we talking about?
Be careful.
I mean, there were three people that tried to evacuate.
Yep.
Star Wars.
Maybe.
Yeah, there. Shot it down, dude. Boom. Gotta like it
but
now.
But still, Poe wouldn't just
be. All right, dude. We'll see you around, my man. Have a great night.
He's like top of the line, commander, next in line.
Star Wars, motherfucker.
He probably
should have
got. He's not going to go around spitting off. He Last just wanted Jedi.
No. Maybe he's mad because he got demoted, so now he's going to go join the army.
So how many shots is it, though?
I don't think that's it. Okay, so, well, I don't know how many you've taken, but tonight total, okay?
Got one.
$1,
seven,
$2, $7,
nine,
$8,
ten,
nine, 10, 13, 11,
50.
12, 13, 14, 50. So, between us, we've taken 15 shots, easy.
Probably seven.
Yeah. And thank you guys so much, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. It's in one of those videos, basically. Go find it.
It's probably the one right before that.
It probably is.
We've had it for like four episodes.
The problem is I don't know the context.
Definitely not. Oh, it was during the spoiler talk.
Are you sure?
It was during the spoiler.
I kind of remember you wearing the elf hat. But
I mean,
that's what I feel like
England
is.
No, I think you're right.
Like one side are orcs, one side is Will Smith, and it's them getting along.
Elves in it.
Aren't there like fairies too, pixies? And
yeah, but pixies' lives don't matter.
Perfect.
Where's my notebook, bro?
Oh, it's right here because I
just
wrote it down.
Recorded it. Yep.
Rock hard.
Okay, don't YouTube strike this. Da, blah, 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 blah.
Shut up, Kendrick.
La, 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 la.
You Kendrick.
I heard that.
Kendrick.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that one. That one gets me going to the gym.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, going to the gym. That
gets me going at the gym, man.
Rock hard.
There it is, dude. There it was. There, video proof.
Rock hard is going to be our new sub sound.
There you go.
So there you go, chat.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, it just gets me. Rock hard.
There you go, man. There, video proof.
Did you re-click the button or the?
Yeah. No, I re-clicked it. God, yeah, we didn't get a new sub. We didn't get a new sub.
I didn't. See
By the
it.
Way, we have someone on our YouTube who thumbs down every one of our videos, and that just makes me LOL.
It's YouTube.
Like, let's see. Does this one have
it's
a thumbs
due.
Down?
It's
yeah,
due.
Look at that. Oh, that's the same video. I'm a moron. What about our latest one?
Hey guys,
yeah,
what's
one
up?
Thumbs down. Like someone like thumbs down our video every time, dude. Every time someone thumbs down our video.
I wish it was me. It wasn't. It's not me, but I
know it's not you because you don't have the passion to thumbs down it. You have better things to do with your life.
Yeah.
But someone out there is literally thumbs down in our video every time we post one.
I can't believe it.
I think it's hilarious.
It's very upsetting.
It doesn't upset me at all.
It upsets me.
In fact, I relish it.
You relish
There's
it?
There's someone out there who cares about us so much that they thumbs down us every time we post.
What is this link?
This is a clip right here.
Oh, man, it just gets me. Rock hard!
He clipped it. Christ. Wait, that's a different rock hard.
That's the same one.
It sounds different, doesn't it?
It's just a little sped
man,
up.
It just gets me.
Rock hard!
Yeah, it's just sped up.
I didn't change any of the speed, though.
Oh, man, it just gets me. Rock hard!
Yeah, your rock hard is, like, more drawn out.
So done with that sub sound. It's not even funny. Got him.
Got him, yeah, dude. You did. You got him.
Oh, shit.
You know, let me just go ahead and copy this link address, go to our Twitter tweet.
Shut up! Stop with what you're doing! You just did it.
What are you talking about? Did what? What did I do? What are you talking about?
You? What did you just do?
What did I just do?
You just got stabbed
Don't
by a
stab
button.
Me. Don't stab
you
me!
You just got stabbed by a fucking button,
stab
bitch.
Don't do that.
God.
That video said he. Oh, the video says at 1.5 speed. That's random. Why is that?
Why is that, man? I don't know. Maybe it's because you got stabbed with a fucking button! I have a button, chat. It's got a needle
don't
on it.
Don't stab me,
I
dude.
Will
don't
fucking stab you, man.
I just want to say, I usually don't call out viewer list. I just want to say hi to Morris Minor, who has arrived with essentially 1 minute left in the show and has no idea what has conspired in the last hour and 59 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you missed a pretty...
You missed 15 shots of alcohol.
Missed a pretty shot.
You missed that Colby's new lady friend, I don't know how to describe people, is watching the show, and we've been saying that Colby's rock hard for the last 20 minutes. Also, you missed a robot that folds laundry that Colby wants in his Millennium Falcon house.
Yeah.
That's what's been happening.
So.
Yep.
This is the end of my life tonight.
Hey, man, it's going to be... I think you're going to have a good time tonight, man.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have a good time tonight. I'm sure everything's going to go fine.
Yep.
Show's been lit, Basement Brain
it's
says.
It's been pretty lit, I would say. I would agree with that. Thank you guys so much, though. We need to learn the terms of Twitch and make sure that we're not violating anything.
I'm sure it's fine, man.
Then let's do this every week.
I'm sure it's
fine. We're just going to whore ourselves out for money every week.
Yeah.
What was literally just me joking.
I'm fine.
Turned
with
into
it.
The show making $15. And a new sub. So, guys, seriously, thank you so much for your support tonight. It really does help. I literally do this for my job, so it actually does help, and getting Colby drunk is always one
it's
of my...
It's also a side benefit yes. of your helping. So.
Yes, I love that too. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight, watching the show. We will be back Sunday. I should price out the shots. I would say you took the brunt of the shots. $8 worth, maybe? All I know is that I'm still sober. That's all I know. I've sobered
That's
up.
Bad.
I sobered up because we dropped frames. That's what happened. I sobered up when we dropped frames.
Did you take any more when you fucking re-tricked me into taking shots?
Yeah, because I took them for the real $350 that Basement donated. But yeah, that's...
Still, you're terrible.
Three shots of Fireball is nothing.
Still, you're pretty bad.
I mean, we could go back and look at how full this bottle is compared now to the beginning of the show, and you can see how much we drank, but...
That's a good point.
Yeah, we could do that. It's on video. But we're not going to do that. It sounds like a lot of work.
Thank you guys so much, though.
Yeah,
for real.
For that tree fitty. But thank you guys so much. Everybody who followed, subbed, donated, I just want to thank you all one more time. All right. Tonight, Momo, thank you for your follow. Luke, who donated $5 tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for donating and following. I appreciate it. Dude donated $5 to get Colby a new haircut. It is much appreciated. Momo also donated 101 bits. And Basement Brain donated $3.50. YouTube gifted a sub to Ren TV. Thank you so much for that. User USAMN donated, or a tier 2 subbed for the 2 months in a row. And we appreciate that as well. And all the new follows. Literal Tony followed us. Beautiful YouNoob hosted us. Other people. I think those are it for the follows and the hosts.
I think you got them all, man.
So thank you guys so much for
thank
all your
you
support.
So much.
We appreciate it. We'll be back on Sunday. If you want to watch the
Sunday.
Show live, twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. That's where you can do it. Also hit the follow button there. It is 100% free if you have not yet followed. Please do so. If you want to support the show, people gave you plenty of examples how to do it tonight, and you can see how it makes us feel good. And really, we love doing this show, and we love doing it for you guys. So thank you guys for being here. And audio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Get those links at SethandColby.com and video on demand at YouTube.com/SethandColby. We...
You get... Yep.
Okay. We're going to leave now. There's some gang signs happening that I'm very uncomfortable with. But thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight. We will see you on Sunday. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Yeah, buddy.
That was so loud, man. I haven't even turned up the audio yet.